or noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signed the Laken Riley Act into law today. Okay. It is the first bill signing for his second term and named after the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student killed by an undocumented migrant. The law requires ICE agents to detain undocumented migrants accused of theft and violent crimes.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them, because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo.
The president says Congress will also need to approve additional border funding for that law. The White House Office of Management and Budget is rescinding the sweeping directive by President Trump to pause federal funding. That according to an OMB memo obtained by ABC News. Eight hostages are expected to be released tomorrow, including three Israelis held by Hamas for 482 days. This is ABC News. For the first time, we are hearing audio from Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies rescuing residents in a senior living home during this month's deadly wildfire in Altadena.
Sheriff's Department!
When two LA County Sheriff's deputies arrived at senior living apartments, the apartments were supposed to have been evacuated. They had no power and were smoky. Outside, they found an elderly woman walking her dog, confused with the fire nearby. And then inside, they heard a faint voice.
Hello? Where are you at?
Where are you?
Body-worn camera audio catching them finding a 100-year-old woman standing in the dark hallway with a walker. Somehow she had not been evacuated before everybody left.
But don't lose me.
I promise
you
I won't.
We won't lose you. Don't worry.
They got her to safety. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Waymo has started testing its driverless robo-taxis on LA's freeways. For now, only employees can take those routes. The company says it's a step toward bringing its autonomous fleet to the highways. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Allen. U.S. Senate confirms Sean Duffy to be President Trump's Secretary of Transportation. Tuesday's vote in the full Senate was 77-22, with all no votes from Democrats. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin said Monday she'd support the former 7th District Congressman to lead the U.S. Department of Transportation.
In this case, I feel confident that Sean Duffy is a good choice for this position.
Other Democrats, including senators who'd previously supported Duffy, apparently voted no to protest recent Trump directives for federal agencies, including transportation, to pause spending. Wisconsin business leaders support updating the U.S. guest worker program.
The same Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Survey, which found support for tariffs on China, also has respondents overwhelmingly supporting expanded guest worker visas, with a focus on H-1B visas, which allow foreign workers with specialized skills to work in the U.S. There's also support for creating new visa options for high-demand workers. WMC President CEO Kurt Bauer said demographics show Wisconsin needs workers and foreign workers must be part of the solution. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn was at the state capitol Tuesday to push back on President Trump's January 6th pardons. Dunn says conservative state Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is playing both sides with his comments on Trump's pardons.
If you believe that the individuals who attacked police officers should serve their sentence, then the only response to Donald Trump's pardons should be that they're wrong. He should not pardon them. And those words did not come out of his mouth.
Schimmel had said he thinks anyone convicted of assaulting law enforcement officers should serve their entire sentence. But he also expressed support for Trump using his pardon powers.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A little cooler today, but still bright and beautiful. High temperatures reaching the mid-30s. And mainly clear skies tonight as lows fall to the mid-20s. All ahead of a major warm-up that'll likely break record highs as we hit 50 degrees tomorrow and soaking up the sunny skies. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome into AOA. Thanks for joining us here today on the show. Good to have you along for the conversation about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. We got a lot to get to here on today's program. We're going to take a peek at the markets here in just a moment, see how things are trending midweek. Coming up in segment two, we're going to get a little preview of Cattle Industry Convention next week in San Antonio, Texas. We're going to be there on the ground on location, but we're also going to get an update on the latest surrounding the Corporate Transparency Act. There's been a lot of back and forth and court orders and more on this. We're going to talk with Kent Backus from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association coming up here in just a little bit. In segment three, something really cool that came across my desk, an initiative to help provide scholarships, NIL money for student athletes that come from a farm and ranch background. We're going to learn more about this. It's called Farm Athletes. Troy Stickles and former college walk-on and NFL player Jordan Karstens, they're going to join me for a conversation and tell us more about Farm Athletes coming up here in segment three today. So looking forward to that and learning more. I just thought this was a really cool thing that they were doing, trying to help out youth across the country who are trying to further their athletic endeavors and their academics and more as they go to school. So that's coming up later in the show. And we'll take a look at news headlines coming up here in just a little bit. Segment four today, a few different things we are watching. Many ag leaders calling on folks in DC to protect the H-2A labor program. That's something that we really need to, in my opinion, take a look at here. We've needed to for several years now. trying to find some meaningful reforms to ag labor in this country. And amid all the deportation talk and more, that's going to be something that we really should take a look at here and hopefully we get some meaningful things done. So we're going to hear some comments on that coming up here in news headlines. Also, more dairy farmers are feeding soybeans to dairy cattle. We're going to get some thoughts on that from a University of Wisconsin Extension expert. So all that coming up here in news headlines later on in the show. As we take a look at the markets, though, just kind of kicking things off, I wanted to highlight just what we're seeing in this market trade right now. We got a lot of interesting moves that have been happening here in grains and oil seeds as of late. Of course, we've been having record high cattle prices and much more. And we're seeing a bit of green on the screen here to start Wednesday's session in the grains. Well, cattle futures are pulling back. So let's take a dive into this and get some perspective. Joining me for a conversation, Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. Sean, welcome into AOA. It's good to hear from you. Hope all is well.
All is well here in Florida, and I'm glad to be on your show.
Sean, let's get your perspective on the grains and oil seeds. As I mentioned, a little bit of green here today. We've had a lot of interesting moves. We've had a lot of fund movement here as of late. Plenty of farmers selling has met this recent rally, et cetera. I guess, what is your 1,000-foot view perspective of what we're watching right now across grains and oil seeds?
Well, I think once the USDA made the big correction down in ending stocks in the U.S. for corn and soybeans, we needed to adjust higher from what the original expectation was. We have now done that. In my view, to get much higher than where we are in the nearby in corn and soybeans, you really would need to get Mother Nature involved. And I don't really see South American weather right now being able to drive those prices higher, meaning I think we're probably pricing most of the good news in for now. We're probably setting up for some type of a setback as we get into to the spring season here in the U.S. And usually everyone's predicting, you know, record production and people get bearish again and that sort of thing. So I think this is a good cash selling opportunity for producers who hopefully avoided having to sell those lows in August and September. This is a much better go of it, and we are encouraging our customers to do so.
I know there's a lot of talk about the tariff potential and more, and some of those threats in this market trade. Is that something that producers need to keep in mind and maybe manage? Try their best, I would say, to manage risk ahead of some of that uncertainty and volatility potentially?
Well, we know there's going to be lots of headline risk from President Trump for the foreseeable future, like we had the last time. What does that mean? We can walk in one morning and he puts a tweet out and we could be up 30 or down 30 in soybeans. We saw this many times back then. And so the way that a farmer manages that is that when prices have rallied and they're entering a place that makes more sense, you make sure you do enough business there that in case you walk in tomorrow morning and Trump decides that we're going to have a trade war with China and we gap down in grain markets, that you're not being left at the altar missing the opportunity to sell a rally when it was available to you. That's how we're kind of encouraging our customers to play this, is use rallies as your advantage, because we can't forecast and we can't predict exactly what Trump's going to do, but we can take advantage of the market when it gives us an opportunity to do so.
Looking over at that livestock trade, futures pulling back a little bit here Wednesday, but cattle, that market, Sean, it's just been red hot. What's your take on what we've been seeing here as of late in the cattle trade?
Yeah, we've been expecting and we've been forecasting a final breakout to the upside to all-time highs here in the first half of 25. That's something that we've been sort of warning everyone about. When you look at the technical pattern of breaking out of a long-term wedge and you look at the two tops that were made in 1979 and 2014, and you draw that line, which now becomes resistance, it suggests that this move could have legs up to the 220 area, maybe even the 230 area on live cattle. So what we've been encouraging our customers to do on this breakout is to feed into the rally, get ready for, you know, making additional cash sales. But we do think that this final surge up creates a really, really good opportunity for cattle producers to monetize what's going to be, you know, a record price.
Sean, as we close out the segment here, got about a minute. Anything final you are watching in these markets or anything you'd reiterate to producers here today?
One of the most important things we're following is watch the activity of the U.S. dollar as Trump applies his policies. Federal Reserve is going to be speaking later today about their monetary policy. Very important to watch how the dollar reacts. Our belief is that President Trump wants a weaker dollar. We had a weaker dollar in his last presidency, and we want to look for signs that the Treasury, the Fed, and Trump are starting to work the U.S. dollar down, which would be extremely helpful for eventually even higher prices in ag markets that are priced in U.S. dollars.
I know folks can reach out to you, learn more, HackettAdvisors.com. That's a great way to get started. Sean Hackett, appreciate the conversation. We'll look forward to getting you back on the show again in the future. With that, though, we will let you go. Thanks for joining us, Sean. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors joining us here on AOA today for a little market perspective. Again, a lot of things to keep an eye on and pay attention to with these markets. All right, coming up next, we're going to get some updates on the latest surrounding the Corporate Transparency Act. Also, a little preview for Cattle Industry Convention coming up next week in San Antonio. Kent Backus with the NCBA will join us next here on AOA. Are you heading to NCBA in San Antonio? On Wednesday, February 5th, stop by Novo Nessus Booth 2251 for some exciting live radio. AOA will be broadcasting live from 9 to 10 a.m. We will be highlighting how research-proven probiotics support the normal development and productivity of cattle, as well as more about world-leading biosolutions from Novo Nessus, formerly Christian Hansen. Also on Thursday at 11:30 in the Learning Lounge, I will be hosting a Novo Nessus panel. We'll see you in San Antonio.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals, to businesses, to governments, and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Well, coming up next week is the Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio, Texas. I just got to give a quick plug that we're going to be there on the ground for the convention and the NCBA trade show. We're going to be with our friends at Novo Nesis on Wednesday next week in booth 2251 for a live broadcast of AOA from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. And then on Thursday, we'll be with Beringer Ingelheim in booth 3543 from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central for a live broadcast of the show. So if you're going to be in attendance in San Antonio, hopefully you can swing on by and say hi. We're looking forward to a few great days on the ground in Texas. And there's going to be a lot of issues to talk about during this year's Cattle Industry Convention. And we're going to talk about a few of those issues right now that I believe are very, very timely. Joining us, Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kent, good to hear from you again, my friend. Hope all is well.
Yeah, it's good to be back. And let's just say that 2025 is off to a very fast start. And for anyone who's thinking there was going to be a smooth transition period or any kind of quiet, weeks leading in into the first, couple of months of the year, then I think that there's definitely been an awakening. So, yeah, a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and that's I was telling you during the break, this is why I wanted to get you on the show this week, even though I know I'll see you next week in San Antonio, but there's a lot going on. I want to start with the Corporate Transparency Act. There's been a lot of back and forth on this, a lot of confusion. We're technically past the original deadline of January 1, et cetera. So get us up to speed. What is the latest surrounding the CTA here, and what do producers need to know, Kent?
Yeah, certainly the issue that won't go away. And, this last week we saw the decision come from the Supreme Court. Justice Alito granted the government's application for a stay of the Fifth Circuit decision. Now, that's legalese for simply saying that they lifted the injunction and gave the green light to FinCEN at the Treasury Department to start enforcing the Corporate Transparency Act. When we got wind of this, heard news of this, we were immediately contacting the transition team over at Treasury, because keep in mind, they're still, getting butts in seats over there, still getting people in the office, but we were able to connect and just really raised a lot of concerns about the confusion that this is going to cause and just the concern in the countryside. Fortunately, on the next day, on Friday the 24th, FinCEN announced that they will not enforce the CTA due to a separate injunction. There's a lot to unpack. So at least we're in the clear, but there's still a lot of uncertainty about the future. And if you look at the Supreme Court decision that came out, you had Justice Gorsuch that agreed with the decision, but he said that this should resolve definitively whether a district court may issue universal injunction relief. So I think there's some bigger concerns that we're going to have to address on this. But then you also had Justice Jackson on the dissenting side, and she said, well, why are you worried about this now? What's the urgency? You delayed enforcement of this for 4 years. So the bottom line is we need certainty on this. And so we're working with Congress to try to get more of that certainty in place. Zach Nunn from Iowa has introduced legislation yesterday. It's going to delay the CTA enforcement for the rest of this year. Warren Davidson from Ohio takes it a step further, and Senator Tuberville from Alabama has a companion bill that would fully repeal the Corporate Transparency Act. Those are gaining traction. We're hoping that we're going to see some movement, some bipartisan movement on one or both of those bills fairly soon, because we need to provide some certainty when it comes to the Corporate Transparency Act. And at minimum, we need to delay this for a year and give the administration and Congress time to figure out a way to develop a meaningful solution. And if all else fails, we just need to repeal it outright and provide that certainty to all of our rural businesses. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts on this. This is far from over, but for now, we're in a good spot.
Okay. Well, it's something we're going to stay on top of here in case anything changes, because I know this CTA just a burdensome request, I feel, for many, many folks here, not just in ag, but across the country. I've said this before. I have an LLC for myself for some of my side, you know, projects that I have. And it's, you know, I had to file. And it, so it's just, it's a burdensome thing that seems to be a little much. So hopefully we'll see some changes here, Kent. And I think too, that just speaking broadly to what's happened with this new administration in the last several days, again, you said it at the beginning, there's a lot we could talk about. What have been some of the things that NCBA has seen, and what are you watching immediately here, I guess I would say, as we get into this new administration?
Well, I think, you know, the new administration, Trump administration, has been very clear that they're going to get to work on securing the border. They were going to do a lot to not only that, but on the trade front, they've rolled out what the America First trade policy priorities will be. So we're looking at a lot of those things, and I know that there's still more details that are yet to come. But one thing's for certain, this administration is going to move quickly. You know, we're also seeing a lot of the cabinet level appointments that are moving forward. We've seen confirmation of several of those already. Still waiting to see when the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, is going to be confirmed. Hopefully that'll be soon. But there's a lot of work to do, and this administration's eager to get to it. You know, when you look at one of the presidential actions I mentioned, with the America First trade policy, a lot of that is reviewing existing trade agreements and looking at ways where we need to have reciprocal trade, where are some places where trade partners have not followed through with their commitments, China being a big one of those, but that's not limited to China. They're looking across the board. At the same time, there's also been the announcement of the potential for 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, elevated tariffs with China and others. And a lot of that's in response to the fentanyl crisis and migration flows and other things like that. So there's still a lot to learn from this. I think, you know, there's been some reaction from some folks within the ag world, but you know, we're still examining everything to see what's going to unfold. Make no mistake, the last 4 years we have not seen any real advancements on trade policy. There's been a lot of press releases and a lot of, you know, conceptual ideas, but as far as deliverables for farmers and ranchers, we just haven't seen it. So, you know, we're eager to see, you know, market access discussions, tariff relief for our products in other countries, to see, you know, to see that back in the mix. And so I think that this is going to be a very busy year, and that's why, you know, we're excited about next week having, you know, CattleCon in San Antonio. We're going to have a lot of discussions about not only these executive actions, but a lot of things that are happening on Capitol Hill. One of the other big things that we're looking at is tax reform, and there's mm-hmm. been a lot of marker bills that have been introduced. We're expecting death tax repeal to be introduced very soon, but we've also seen bills on 199A, on Section 179, on bonus depreciation, on a lot of these important tools, and that is building that narrative of why we need to, you know, hold on to what we have in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It makes some improvements in some areas too. So there's a lot to discuss. I hope people are able to join us next week in San Antonio, because there's going to be a lot to talk about.
I was going to say, final minute here, just a plug, convention.ncba.org for more. And I know folks could still get registered. There's still time to plan to make a trip down to San Antonio. And as we've already seen, Kent, you know, news could definitely change between now and next week. So to your point, this is going to be a great opportunity for a lot of producers to get together and talk about many of these issues, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think in addition to that, we also have the largest trade show in agriculture. We've got a lot of industry experts that are going to be there to talk about everything from day-to-day activities on your operation to big policy things that are policy initiatives that are going to affect you. So we encourage folks to come down, participate, get involved. There's plenty of information that's going to be shared, but it's also, again, just a good opportunity to see other producers, to network, and to learn more about everything that's happening that affects your operation.
Absolutely. Convention.ncba.org for more. CattleCon in San Antonio, Texas next week. We'll be on the ground there as well. With that, Kent Backus, NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs. Good to chat with you, Kent. We'll see you next week in San Antonio.
All right. See you in a couple days.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to learn more about farm athletes providing financial support to athletes who are coming off the farm and ranch and going to college. We'll talk with Troy Stickles and Jordan Karstens next on AOA. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Milk markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 9 to 2030, March down 13 to 1996, April down 16 to 1967, May down 10 at 1954. Triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets. Traders taking a pause in bidding up the prices due to strength in the grain markets and also lower boxed beef prices. February live cattle down $1.52 to $207.02. January feeder cattle down $1.27 to $280.55. Hog markets ended the day mostly mixed. Some of that is due to weakness in some of the cattle markets and also a little bit of profit taking as well in some of the contracts. February hogs, though, did close steady at $83.90. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, wheat, all sharply higher on a risk-on type of trade in the grain markets on expectations of some increasing demand. Also, some South American weather concerns as well supporting the bean markets along with a big jump in meal prices. Meanwhile, wheat markets higher due to strength in the Matif wheat markets. New crop corn up 5¾ to 466¾. New crop beans up 16 to 1063½. March wheat up 17¼ to 562½. Minneapolis wheat March up 16 to 613¾.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Well, joining us now here on the program, we are learning more about Farm Athletes, a recently launched initiative that's supporting NCAA athletes that come from farming and ranching backgrounds. And here to tell us more about this, I think it's a really cool thing that they are doing. Troy Stickles is with us from Farm Athletes, and also Jordan Karstens, former NFL player and NCAA walk-on. Troy, Jordan, thank you both for being here. This is a really exciting thing you guys are doing. Glad to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Troy, let's start with you. Give us just kind of a background on Farm Athletes and how this all got started.
Yeah, sure. Kind of got started by Tractor Tuesday. You know, Zach Bosley is kind of the founder of Tractor Tuesday, which is our online auction platform that we both kind of help out with. Also, Zach just had this vision of him being a farm kid and being an athlete, that there's just a lot of opportunity to help kids that are growing up on a farm that want to play high level college sports, and how do we support those kids who may not be, you know, eligible for NIL deals or, you know, some of this collective money. And so Tractor Tuesday kind of kicked this off and got this going through NIL sponsorships with college athletes. So started in August, we did a nationwide just publication, press releases, reaching out to schools like Iowa State has been a big one, where Jordan went to, and just trying to find kids who want to help, want to participate in this, who are playing college sports, grew up on a farm or ranch. And so Tractor Tuesday did some NIL deals with those students, and we sent them some of our stuff and really helped us promote that. And we got such an amazing response from all over the country. We've got, kids from that are playing in California, Texas, of course, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois. I mean, just all over, wide range of kids, and they've all just been phenomenal to kind of get to know and follow. And so they've been helping us promote Tractor Tuesday. And then with the landscape of college sports really changing here in 2025, you know, that walk-on thing is probably going to die out, which is sad because a lot of cool stories, just like Jordan's story, could go away. And so we're going to shift over to more of a scholarship-based program where we're just working with donors and supporters to develop, you know, either our own scholarships to support students straight from Farm Athletes, or say we have a large donor co-op that wants to do their own scholarship program, and we can facilitate that and kind of do the legwork for them and help them promote their ag business. And so that's kind of where we're headed in the future. We're just finalizing things and really getting geared up to shift away from the NIL part of it and focus more into scholarship. So it's been fun. The athletes have been just really cool. I talked to one on the phone the other day, and I was like, I didn't think I'd ever follow Illinois State football, but it's kind of cool to watch. Like, they made the playoffs, and, you know, everybody just sees the Division I games on TV. You don't see these amazing athletes that are sometimes, you know, even in Division II and III. So, yeah, we're excited. We've got a great team put together, and we're going to make this a big thing.
Well, and I know the website's farmathletes.com. Jordan, I'd love to bring you in and get your perspective here on why you've partnered up with this initiative and more, and why, you know, why this is important to you. You know, I think about, you know, I'm a small town Iowa kid myself, like something like this being around when I was going to college would have been huge potentially. And I'm sure for you as well, as you, you know, walked out of Iowa State and ended up with a great NFL career and more. So, I mean, from your perspective, why is something like this important for kids coming off the farm and ranch going to school?
Yeah, I think, you know, if we have an opportunity to help these kids out, I understand firsthand, like you said, the challenges of trying to be a kid that doesn't have a full ride scholarship, somebody that's trying to pay their own way in school, and, you know, balance all their academics with athletics at the college level while trying to pay for all that can be very challenging. I did that for a year at Iowa State before I actually went on scholarship there. So I understand firsthand that challenge, and that's why when Zach brought this up to me that he was starting this, you know, I was more than happy to get involved, and my involvement has just increased as we go along here because I think it's a great cause, and I know that, you know, a lot of these ag companies that want to donate, you know, it can be mutually beneficial for them also. You know, you get a lot of exposure from some of these kids. You know, there's a lot of great stories out there of kids that have walked on and become successful. So ag companies, I would think, would want to be involved in that when they come from farm backgrounds and, you know, eventually end up, a lot of them do, like myself, end up back on the farm. So I think it's just a great cause to help those kids out.
Considering your story too, Jordan, I mean, if something like Farm Athletes was around when you were going to school, I mean, how much from your perspective would this have changed the conversation potentially for you? And even to Troy's comment earlier about, you know, the way things are shifting, maybe the walk-on program, you know, kind of dies away. I mean, thinking about your story, how much would have something like Farm Athletes changed things for you potentially?
I think, you know, I was able to do it. I was able to balance all that. I had a lot of help from Iowa State University. They gave me, you know, every tool that was available to a full scholarship kid through study tables. And so, tutors, all that stuff, I took full advantage of that. So, you know, I also can think of quite a few that couldn't balance that. So, you know, I think if there was some, you know, just because of what they were going through and all the stuff they had to juggle and balance. So, you know, I think if something like this was available then, you know, there may have been a few more kids that would have stuck it out and been able to, you know, manage the balance between those two things. So I think just knowing what it takes to all the time commitment that goes into, especially today, you know, I played over 20 years ago. Today, I can't imagine that it's any less. I bet it's way more commitment and just the amount of time they have to put in. So doing all that and, you know, either getting a part-time job or taking out student loans or whatever you have to do to make those payments and to pay for that on your own, I think it would be very challenging today. So, you know, I think going forward, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to help kids that are trying to do that.
Troy, I'll bring this back to you, and you kind of mentioned this earlier. You know, we got this world of NIL and kind of looking at going more to the scholarship side, et cetera. And to Jordan's point, ag companies, you know, getting folks to donate here to fund some of these scholarships and et cetera, for these athletes. I mean, from your perspective, Troy, how can companies get involved? I mean, and talk about that aspect for us.
Yeah, you know, we're at a stage right now where we'd like to meet with people. You know, we'd like to sit down. I had the pleasure of going out to Iowa and going and visiting a co-op there with Jordan and just having a conversation about, you know, the struggles that kids can have, like Jordan mentioned, just coming from the farm and wanting to play basketball. And I played college basketball. I didn't come from a farm, but it's a struggle. Like people, it's a full-time job sometimes just to be an athlete. And so we want to have conversations. We're still developing and learning from people. But I think as we move forward, I would hope that a lot of people that are involved in the ag world will see this as a huge benefit and want to kind of come to the table and partner with us. And so that's kind of my role is to get out there and start spreading the word about what we're doing. And obviously shows like this are a great benefit to us. And so, just reach out. I mean, the website has a ton of information. They can contact me and we can just start a conversation and get things rolling. And I think it's, again, going to turn out to be a really cool deal all over the country. So.
And again, that website, farmathletes.com, and it just feels like a great opportunity to allow kids on the farm and ranch to continue their education and their sport career and much, much more, whatever sports they're playing at the college level, et cetera. Before we wrap it up, guys, Troy, Jordan, any final thoughts from either of you? Anything you'd want to reiterate to folks about the work you guys are doing with farm athletes?
Jordan, you want to go last?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to get on here and talk about it. I am really happy to be able to help in this project. I think it's a really good cause. I think, you know, once we can, like Troy said, once we can sit down and really have a conversation with folks about the challenges that these kids are having and, you know, how that little bit of help can really help out, I think it can go a long way. So we're really excited to be involved here and excited to see where this thing can go in the future.
Absolutely. Troy?
Yeah, I would echo exactly what Jordan said. I think we're excited for this opportunity. I think it's a great idea that was developed and to kind of mold it and go forward. We've got a great group of people on the board of directors here that are been meeting and just kind of working through things. So, you know, we're just asking people to kind of consider it, you know, reach out if it's something you're interested in partnering on. But I think we're going to be able to help a lot of kids, and we're excited for the future.
FarmAthletes.com for more information. Troy Stickles, Jordan Karstens, thank you both for joining us here on the show today, telling us more about this great project, and we look forward to talking again in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, coming up next on AOA and news headlines, farm leaders calling on Washington to protect the H-2A worker program. Also, farmers feeding more soybeans to dairy cattle. We'll take a look at those stories and more coming up next on AOA.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Hey, in San Antonio, on Wednesday, February 5th, stop by Novo Nessus Booth 2251 for some exciting live radio. AOA will be broadcasting live from 9 to 10 a.m. We will be highlighting how research-proven probiotics support the normal development and productivity of cattle, as well as more about world-leading biosolutions from Novo Nessus, formerly Christian Hansen. Also on Thursday at 11:30 in the Learning Lounge, I will be hosting a Novo Nessus panel. We'll see you in San Antonio.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not.
cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Farm Rescue and Giving Hearts Day are a match made in heaven. This year, on Farm Rescue's 20th anniversary, some of our greatest supporters have blessed us by offering up to $500,000 to match donations made to Farm Rescue for Giving Hearts Day. Giving is open now through February 13th, and we invite you to make these blessings count with a gift to Farm Rescue today at givingheartsday.org.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA as we continue today. Well, as immigration takes center stage with the Trump administration, farm leaders are keeping a close eye on the issue, especially as it relates to their guest workers. North Carolina Farm Bureau President Sean Harding says foreign workers are critical on the farm.
And when you start thinking about sweet potatoes, very labor-intensive vegetable crop. Blueberries, very labor-intensive fruit crop. Even the Christmas trees is a very labor-intensive crop. And so, you know, all of these things that we're doing, we have to have a lot of labor.
Harding emphasizes the H-2A guest worker program is essential to ensure there's sufficient farm labor.
That's the predominant way that farmers are getting this labor. It's a great program. It's an expensive program. And so those costs obviously either have to be passed on from the farmer to the consumer.
Harding says lawmakers need to realize that farmers are caught between a rock and a hard place.
Not only do our farmers have to pay more for the labor, they have to pay housing for these workers. And of course, they have to pay to get them here as well. So it's a very expensive program, but really our farmers don't have a choice.
And Harding points out the H-2A program is a win-win, and while it has its drawbacks, it and farm workers must be protected amidst the talk of mass deportations.
And if we're going to have food in the grocery stores and the restaurants on our tables, somebody has to do this work. We're big proponents of H-2A program for that, from that standpoint, because that money goes back and supports people in these other countries and does good work for them as well.
According to the American Farm Bureau, H-2A positions increased by 2% in fiscal year 2024, 6,000 more than fiscal year 2023. But a lot of talk in recent years about meaningful reforms to the H-2A program for farm labor. Hopefully, we can get something done with this new Congress and new administration. Well, using on-farm soybeans to feed dairy cattle might not be something many producers have considered. Matt Lippert, an extension dairy educator at the University of Wisconsin, says it's not a new concept, but it's getting more popular.
We've done it before. I'd say it's growing in popularity, and there's been some new genetics in soybeans that have made it a better option than it had been. We've been feeding raw soybeans, roasted soybeans to cattle. But as you know, our cows have gotten so much more productive. And so some of the advantages of soybeans were not as good, was getting less use in rations until some of these new high oleic soybeans came on the market. And that's really revived some of the interest in soybeans.
Lippert talks about the advantages that high oleic soybeans have in feeding dairy cattle.
When you crush the beans, you get the soybean meal products, the protein, very low in fat, but you also get a whole lot of soybean vegetable oil. So that oil is really high in energy. It's fats and oils. You know, they're 2.25 times more energy than the corn or other carbohydrates.
There are steps to take to make them more digestible for dairy cows.
Not necessarily easy to feed to a ruminant like a cow. The oil can really wreak havoc with rumen bacteria and make things a lot worse. But certain fatty acids, which these high oleic beans provide, are very positive for butterfat tests. So if we heat treat them, roast them, we make the bean better for the rumen bacteria, more palatable for the cow. And then we combine that with this better oil than is available traditionally in soybeans. And all of a sudden, we got a pretty high value product that fits well with our modern, very high producing cows.
Again, that's Matt Lippert with the University of Wisconsin Extension Service. Well, cotton producers weren't allowed to use dicamba in 2024 for over-the-top applications due to a federal court ruling. However, the Environmental Protection Agency did allow growers to use existing stocks of dicamba. Oklahoma State University Extension cotton specialist Jenny Dudak says it is a concern.
You know, the loss of dicamba would be devastating, I think. We do have cotton producers in the state of Oklahoma that do plant dicamba cotton. And so they just need to kind of be thinking about alternatives or what they're going to do moving forward if they do stick with that dicamba cotton. A couple of things that I would like to spread the word on to keep in mind is making sure we're putting down residuals pre. We want to make sure we're starting clean in that growing season so we can stay clean throughout the growing season or stay as clean as possible. And then we do have some over-the-top post options, Liberty and Roundup, some of those type of chemicals that you can spray and if they still work on your farm.
Without over-the-top dicamba this year, it's time to start looking at alternatives.
It's kind of just trying to fill the place, really. You know, we do have resistance to Roundup in our state. That's kind of a touch-and-go product. Liberty, you know, is kind of under weather conditions, whether it works well or not, and also depending on the weeds and things like that. What I would really, really, really like to push is just making sure that we're putting residuals out pre, and either, you know, tank mixing residuals is really what I mean. So instead of just relying on one, let's tank mix two together to try to cover a more broad spectrum of weeds.
And Dudak says it's important to get the growing season off to as clean a start as possible.
Then also kind of extend that period at the beginning of the season so we can get our crop up and growing and then hopefully get it to canopy, staying clean. And then once it gets to canopy, then the canopy will kind of take over for our weed control.
And again, that is Oklahoma State University Extension cotton specialist Jenny Dudak. And the United States reported its first outbreak of H5N9 bird flu in poultry on a duck farm in California. Reuters said that authorities also detected the more common H5N1 strain on the same farm in Merced County, California. Almost 119,000 birds on the farm had been killed by December 2nd. A recent outbreak of bird flu in poultry in Georgia, the biggest chicken producer in the U.S., is set to trigger trade restrictions for major meat importers. Reuters says an industry group warned last week that a move of that kind could financially harm farmers and processors. The USDA's most recent egg price outlook says egg prices were predicted to increase by 20% this year compared to 2.2% for overall food prices. And that's something we talked about yesterday on the show. Don't get me started on egg prices again. This is a bird flu problem. We have to get something meaningful done to try and stop the spread of bird flu here in our flocks in the U.S. Otherwise, egg prices aren't coming down anytime soon, in my humble opinion. So hopefully the Department of Agriculture and others can work to get something done. With that,
We're out of time here on AOA today. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll talk markets with Mike Zuzulo. We'll also hear from Scott Gerlt from the American Soybean Association. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
For me, the best thing about the...
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franz. And the White House walking back the executive order to pause federal funding.